Spiegel at Home.
Good vibes, Ben.
Afternoons on the Score.
Be an 0-1 to Judge. And the pitch swung on. A high pop in the infield. The shortstop, Rocchio, near second.
He drops the ball. He dropped the ball. It rolls to right field. And everyone's going to be safe. Torres scores. And the Yankees take a 1-0 lead. Do you remember Luis Castillo dropping that pop-up on A-Rod? Well, that's the same thing that happened.
There was some really terrible baseball played in the American League Championship Series last night.
Welcome back, John Sterling. I'm retired, but we made the playoffs. I would like to do the playoffs. Good for him.
Well, I'm glad that he's back. I mean, I'm sure he's very comfortable for Yankees fans that he is there. He just has to watch out for foul balls. Like, mm-hmm. That was a thing for him. But I thought that that game was poorly played, and it was poorly managed by Stephen Vogt.
By the way, their whole series, I mean, those pitchers walked 7 people in game 1. Cantillo himself had 4 wild pitches.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
This is why I adore Chris Tannehill.
And John Sterling was hit with a foul ball.
Couldn't see it coming. It was coming right.
This was last year.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Having the presence of mind to really play up the ow.
I don't know if he was playing it up.
I think he was. I think he was making it nice and declarative and clean, knowing he was on the air, just leaning in to.
Got beamed.
I'm sure it hurt. I'm not saying it didn't hurt, but ow, ow, my arm, it's broken. I mean, it's similar.
Stephen Vogt overmanaged that game. And I've talked with a buddy of mine who covers this nationally, and he's like, he didn't just overmanage this game. He overmanaged the Detroit series, and they got lucky, and they were able to win in advance. I couldn't believe it. I was sitting there going, so wait, you get Gerrit Cole, like, bases loaded. You've got bases loaded and you pinch hit in the fourth? Get out of here with that nonsense. Like that whole, well, this is the way that it is in the postseason and we have to just let guys play. Like, pinch hitting for Bo Naylor in that situation made no sense to me.
Yeah, and with that move, he burns Fry. He burns Fry, who is a tremendous player.
And it ends up being a pop-up, right? The pop-up to third in that situation. And what are your guys thinking? When you pull your starter in the second, what are the other guys? Because they know that part of the reason that you're trailing is because Rocchio missed that ball.
Sure. But he did it in game one, too. He had Alex Cobb out there for his first start in forever. And then Alex Cobb gets pulled. And then Alex Cobb is pulled from the roster the next day. So he can give himself another arm. Yeah, there's some postseason panic going on for Stephen Vogt.
There was also some really terrible base running. Jazz Chisholm got thrown out. I don't even know what Jazz was doing out there on the bases. And then Anthony Rizzo kind of lost where he was on the bases. And it ended up being something that I think that we should bring back for forever and forever.
And Rizzo is going to be picked off. He's in the middle between second and third. Hedges now throws to second. On the way to third, back to second, back to third, tagged out, end of inning. Boy, if that wasn't the Yankees, that's what they do, run the bases like drunks.
They run the bases like drunks. That is an all-timer.
Run the bases like drunks.
That's what they do. Run the bases like drunks.
I'm looking forward to an innumerable White Sox highlights being tagged with that.
I mean, that baseball last night was
silly, Spees. You got to get on base before you do that. You
know? My bad.
Well, Rocchio dropping the pop-up was White Soxian for sure. It was like, really? Because he calls for it. He runs across second base to then drop it in front of the second baseman. That's like, what the hell, man? I could have just caught it.
That's what they do. Run the bases like drunks.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
Kevin Harlan making the call. I think it's insulting
to
drunks.
Be a man.
I think it's insulting to drunks. You know, like drunks would do a better job, I think. Than the Yankees did at times last night.
Drinking less, winning more.
I mean, I do have. Doesn't Rizzo have like a broken hand?
He's got two fingers that are broken. He doubled with two broken fingers.
Two fingers, Anthony Rizzo. That could be his nickname.
Ow!
That's live sound of Rizzo's fingers being broken.
Or his hamstrings. He's trying to get caught in a rundown last night.
This feels like a wonderful excuse to remind everybody just how messed up on substances ball players used to be when they would play in the postseason. Have I ever shared this with you, Lawrence?
LSD?
No. Oh. Bernie Carbo, the old Red Sox player, 1975, famous pinch hit homer in Game 6 of the 75 World Series. Bernie Carbo did pretty darn well in that series. He hit .429 with three hits, a double, and two home runs in seven at-bats. But he said this about his use of drugs during the World Series. Quote, I probably smoked two joints, drank about three or four beers, got to the ballpark, took some amphetamines, took a pain pill, drank a cup of coffee, chewed some tobacco, had a cigarette, and got up to the plate and hit.
All the drugs.
Everything he could find, the man did. He said, I played every game high. I was addicted to everything you could possibly be addicted to. I played the outfield sometimes when it looked like the stars were falling from the sky.
Sometimes the coffee that you got gave you a little extra. It had more than caffeine in it.
He wouldn't
Some
have even
players' nicknames even
the leaded,
you know, came from the fact that they would like to do stuff in between innings. Hmm. Maybe it would be in their back pocket. Maybe it would be in the form of a solid.
Oh, I see.
And, you know, that's how you get a nickname.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
So he wasn't just built like a rock?
No.
He wasn't a big fan of the Bob Seger song, Like a Rock?
No.
You sure about just that?
Pointed arrow straight. And yeah, I'm sure about that. I'm sure
he was strong as he could be.
To speak to your point from the last segment where we were discussing like players that you like on teams that you hate. Bleeping Mauer. Yeah.
He's been out of baseball for a while.
He's in the hall now.
It's just still there.
He's on the hall. He's in the hall on the backs of hitting the ball off the left field wall over on 35th and Shields every time. Oh, look at that. Another double for Joe Mauer on the south side of Chicago. Would you look at that?
That's amazing.
You're bringing a lefty. Here's Matt Thornton. No, yeah. Doesn't matter. Here's a double off the wall again by bleeping Mauer.
And here's Justin Morneau.
Right.
And that's off the baggie.
Right. And the Twins score another run. Yeah, there you go.
Michael Kadire.
Oh, God.
Oh, I mean, we could go through like a Torrey
Nick
Hunter.
Nick Punto.
Hunter.
Nick Punto was the one. When Nick Punto had the success, it was like, this is a disease. This is a sickness.
Lou Ford.
Oh.
Torrey Hunter, coward, by the way. Not keeping up his end of the bet, remember?
Was he supposed to be on the show?
Last iteration of the show. No, he was supposed to fly us out to do a show from his barbecue restaurant in... Is it Texas?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, does it still
in
exist?
Dallas? Yeah.
Oh, then we should be invited.
He didn't do it. He made a bet and didn't come through.
Now, that was at least a good player.
But then did Super Bowl picks drunk from the golf course.
That's a win.
So maybe he made up
you
for
take
it.
You take that.
Here's Miguel Cabrera. Oh, you know what? You threw that 97 mile per hour fastball right by Miggy. You know what you should do? Throw it again and see what happens. Because guess what he did to you? He set you up, dummy, because he can hit 97 mile per hour fastball. Cabrera stepping out of the box like, wow, that was really... Woo, that fastball was really fast. I really hope he doesn't throw it again.
So did you guys...
Steps into the box. Now it's hit 425 feet.
Did you guys root against the Twins every time
yes,
they were in the
every
postseason?
Time, no matter when, who
okay.
they're playing.
Look, I'm actually...
Because I want to see the Dodgers and the Yankees keep going because I want to see the greatness.
Speaks, it's a weird space for me to be in. I actually didn't have a problem with any of the American League Central teams that made it this year. And if they would have advanced, I'm fine with it. Had the Twins made it, though, bleep them.
And they almost did.
Bleep them. I will not. I'm happy for Jason Benetti. I'm happy for Kansas City because I saw it coming. I predicted it in May about them being the team this year with Bobby Witt Jr.
Plus, they spent a little, like Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha. Nice job. You deserve it.
And
that.
I love Sal Perez. Bleep the Twins forever. Forever.
Noted.
Just so you know. Stupid Nick Punto.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say. I got scared.
Ron Gardenhire. Oh, we like to score in the first inning because it gives a better. You can go. Look, we're going to talk with Patrick Manley, or else I'm going to lose my mind.
And we need to, because Cole Kmet became the first long snapper ever to win Special Teams Player of the Week.
We're going to ask Patrick if he's mad about that next here on The Score.